So how, in terms of like thinking wise or like, you know, the personal growth, what was it like different for you? What kind of like, you know, impact living in a different city at the age of 20? Like, not on the study side, but on more on the personal side.
Your thoughts? Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to, I guess I was pretty sheltered until I went to England then, but the kind of crowd that I grew up in Vancouver was not just school friends. Like, my sister and I grew up in a group of family friends of many different ages. And, you know, we knew by the time we were 20, even if we hadn't lived on our own, how to get along with a lot of different kinds of people. And Sunitha as well, you know, we all grew up about our friends, our families were all friends, and there was about 20 families. And
they got,
you know,
what?
There was about 20 families, Indian families in Vancouver whose children all grew up together.
Oh, okay.
And none of us were related, but our parents all kind of met because they were, you know, from the same part of India and kind of emigrated to Canada. And they were very highly social. Like, Sunitha would probably, or she's probably told you already, that her family is an incredibly musically gifted family.
Really?
I don't know if you know this.
I didn't know that.
Well, anyways, Sunitha and her sister and you know, her parents and their friends and our friends, they love music and dancing, and it's an incredibly vibrant community. So we kind of grew up, you know, pretty happy in Canada, going to school. We had a lot of non-Indian friends in our day-to-day, you know, school life. But on the weekends, we were always going to these parties with our parents, with, like, all these other kids the same age as us. And basically, it was like a big extended family. But the advantage was that because they weren't actually your relatives, nobody could actually tell you or your parents what to do. They were just friends. And yet, there was a real cultural link. And it kind of made all of us feel, I guess, much more close to our heritage, because we all learned Indian dancing. We learned how to, me and my sister learned Indian classical music for about 5 years. And we, Canada's the kind of country where you can feel quite comfortable having another culture. And people are curious about it. And, you know, me and my sister both did dance performances at our schools growing up, and we were very proud of our background. But part of the reason it was fun for us was that it wasn't just us and our parents. It was all of these other people. It was like a little village. And I had all these uncles and aunts, and I had all these friends, like girls and guys, that were the same age as me or older than me, like my sister's age, and, you know, little babies, and they're, you know, people's grandparents. So we were basically very comfortable mingling with people, and we liked people. And so when I got to England and was all on my own, I think the first thing that I really, you know, realized was important was just making a network for yourself again. And I didn't just find the people that were the same age as me, but I made friends with all kinds of people. Like, I made friends with one of the women that had been organizing the exchange program for about 15 years, and she was like a New Yorker. She was probably about 60 then, and she's in her 70s now, and an amazing woman that's traveled all over the world. And you know, she met me and kind of set me up in the college that I stayed in. And we kind of would meet for tea from time to time, but she kind of gave me the whole history of the program and the background of the college that I was in and introduced me to all these people. And, you know, we're still in touch now. And then I made friends with all these girls that were in my college, in my residence, and they all invited me home to meet their parents and their families. And very quickly I started to feel like, you know, it was a place that I would be very sad to leave. And it was a very full life, but I think that a lot of travel and your experience abroad has to do with who you meet and what they show you about their country. And, you know, if you try to do it all out of a guidebook, and it wasn't actually until about 4 years ago that I started even using guidebooks, because usually what I would do is I would just, you know, meet people and whatever they would tell me they liked doing or was what they'd want to show me, I would go and see that. You know, and, you know, in that regard, I was living in Lancashire, and four of the girls that I made very good friends with were from all different areas of the north of England. One was from Newcastle, one was from Yorkshire, and one was from Cumbria, which is closer to Scotland, and the other one was from Lancashire. And all of them wanted me to go home with them to meet their parents.
Mm.
And I ended up, you know, just meeting the most wonderful people in very local settings.
Mm.
And then Anjali was had introduced me to somebody British when I was in Japan on the JET program.
Really?
Yeah, and he was this really cool guy that lived in, his parents lived down in Buckinghamshire, and they invited me to their place for Christmas.
Mm.
So I went down south, and I spent Christmas in Henley-on-Thames, which is a beautiful part in the south. And, you know, just one thing led to another, and I met all these people,
mm-hmm.
and then somebody from that group of people invited me to go up to Scotland. So it was a very, like, I had thought when I went to England, oh, if I have any holiday, I'll spend it, you know, getting a train pass and traveling all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of my friends that had come from Canada basically got backpacks,
yeah.
and they went training all over Europe, and a lot of them saw a lot of countries, like much more in terms of geographic scope than I
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
And I didn't go anywhere. I just went to Ireland and Scotland,
mm-hmm.
but I mainly was in England the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because I just kept meeting people and then going to wherever they were from.
Mm-hmm.
And when they found out I was interested in England itself because I was studying the literature,
mm-hmm.
their parents would drive me to go see, you know, monuments. And,
oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and, it, you know, like, yeah, we think it's nice now, but at the time all of my friends were like, well, why aren't you going over to France or going to, you know, getting a Eurail pass, because that's what everybody was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I got invited to go to Yorkshire, so I'm going there instead, which sounded really boring.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
well,
you know,
you're right. If you put on your 20-year-old cap on,
yeah,
that might be true.
It's a bizarre thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, why would you go abroad to, like, go spend time with people's families?
Yeah.
But I think I did that because of the upbringing I had, which was that, it wasn't because I was really scared to go out. And I had friends in Manchester, and I used to go down there and
mm-hmm.
go to nightclubs and do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I think since I've been young, I've always been interested in people of all ages, really.
Yeah.
And I really connect with people older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe because of the 20 families and,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
I feel like it's not false to socialize with people that are, you know, different than you. And I find it interesting, like, as long as somebody has something interesting to say, then I like spending time with them. But one of my good friends from Yorkshire, her parents were just so good to me, and
mm-hmm.
they, every time I visited them, would have planned another field trip to a castle or
mm.
to, they took me to see, do you know the Bronte sisters?
Mm-mm.
Emily Bronte, they wrote Wuthering Heights, which was one of my favorite books at the time.
Mm.
They basically knew that I was reading it, and one weekend when I went to visit them, they drove me to like the place where Wuthering Heights was written.
Yeah.
To see the parsonage of the sisters.
It's
just so, it's very, very special to me now,
mm.
you know, that I did those things with people who were from those areas.
Mm.
And, you know, it's very special now.
Yeah.
And I think I had a similar experience in Japan with families and people that were connected to the land. And it's just, you know, it's something very different now that I've done the other kind of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Which I also enjoy, like I enjoy exploring a place from scratch, but I have to say that those other trips that I've taken have been very special.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're very unforgettable because people will tell you personal stories about.
Yeah. And people should be happy when they hear that, you know, that whenever like a place, close place they live was kind of a act from the book, right? And then you're really interested in that book, and they go, oh my god, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I want to take you around, right? So it's kind of a mutual thing.
We've all had that experience when you show somebody around where you're from, but
mm-hmm.
for people that are from places like Japan or England, there's so much history.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I showed you around Vancouver, I could show you a lot of things that I like that
mm-hmm.
I find beautiful, but
mm-hmm.
I'm only connected to this land for one generation.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a different thing than my friends in Europe whose grandparents built a place, or, you know, just the connection to the land is much, much deeper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's something, I guess, because I don't have it, is very interesting and fascinating to me. And even when I go to India, I'm really fascinated in any stories my aunts or uncles can tell me about my grandparents and
mm-hmm.
where they lived. Because in Canada, you don't get that sense of connection as easily.
Well, you know, like the place where you live, right? It's, you know, it's abroad, so that happens. That's what I think.
It's what?
Because it's abroad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you don't appreciate much one unless you get out of the country, right? About your country, right? So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I think that's the beauty of traveling, mm-hmm. is that now I'm back home where I grew up,
mm-hmm.
and it's like it's become a completely different place to me in a very subtle way because I've been abroad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can see things differently, and I can, I don't know, it's before I went away when I was 20, I was getting really frustrated with Burnaby and Vancouver because I felt like I had missed something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now the feeling is totally different. Like, I feel like the world is out there, but it's close to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all these places and people that, you know, I used to read about, I feel like I can reach them, and not just like through the internet or through the phone, but mm-hmm. that I can imagine those places. And
yeah.
I've, you know, eaten from the soil there, and I've breathed the air there, and I can kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for me to be here, and now I can kind of appreciate things in Vancouver a little bit better, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.